This is Al Simpson. Will the phrase more money for infrastructure just be one more pork barrel free-for-all? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, one of Clinton's eternal campaign themes was the constant siren call about America's crumbling infrastructure. Today, his rationale for this urge for a surge of infrastructure spending is itself crumbling under the sheer weight of reality. The very core of Clintonomics is that the building more roads and such with billions of new tax dollars is somehow the key to a vital economy. Ted, you and I both know it really doesn't work that way. The add-ons to the vast network of highways are usually built according to the pork demands of the members of Congress rather than for any coherent highway system. Add the ingredients of the debt-loving Democrats in Congress who strongly oppose any line item veto, with Clinton's dose of persistence for the new spending, and you come up with a recipe for dough heaps of waste and new debt, a real fat pork dish only a Democrat could love.
Nonsense, Al. That kind of thinking is one of the principal reasons Republicans lost the election. Your do-nothing administration did exactly that, nothing, while the economy fell deeper and deeper into this endless recession. We need to start investing in this country again. You're the only person I know, Al, who thinks the interstate highway system is a pork barrel. It's one of the great achievements of the past generation. We need similar vision today to repair the nation's crumbling infrastructure and revitalize all aspects of our failing economy. Congress and the new administration face difficult budget choices. The deficit has become the 800-pound gorilla, but there's no inconsistency between short-term economic stimulus and long-term deficit reduction. A plan for job-creating investments isn't pork, Al. It's just common sense. Al Simpson and I would like to face off on topics our listeners suggest. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.